Chapter 2. The birth of St. John of the Cross, his childhood, the Mother of God preserves his life. In the year 1542, when Paul III was Pope and Charles V King of Spain, our Holy Father, St. John of the Cross, was born in Ontiveros. When he was born on the 24th of June, or the 27th of December, we do not know, but it must have been one or the other of these days, because he received the name of John in baptism. It seems providential that we do not know which was his birthday or which was his patron saint, for being, like the Baptist, the most perfect model of monks, and, like the Evangelist, the most sublime mystical writer, he resembles both in spirit as well as in name. As stated in the first volume of the extant baptismal record of the parish church of Ontiveros, a fire which reduced the church to ashes in July 1546 consumed the book in which the baptism of our Holy Father was recorded. Catalina Alvarez reared her children in utmost poverty, but with the greatest care and motherly affection. She taught them to invoke the most sweet name of Jesus, to keep always on their lips the holy name of Mary, to join their voices to the universal prayer of the Church, to fear God, to venerate holy things, to shun evil and love virtue. To safeguard her children from all ideas less holy and pure than these, she worked by their side and made herself the companion of their play. Blessed by Almighty God with such a mother, little John made wonderful progress. He seemed to have a natural inclination to piety. He was so meek, quiet, and humble that his gentleness belied his age, while the flowers of his tender years gave promise of the seasoned fruits of his maturity. God formed in his youthful soul a most wonderful image of high perfection. We have the following story to remind us of the signal favors bestowed on him from earliest childhood by his heavenly mother, the Blessed Virgin. One day, little John, with another child of his own age, was playing beside a deep, muddy pool, throwing reeds into the water and recovering them when they rose again to the surface. Bending too far over the brink to catch his reed, little John fell into the pool and at once sank out of sight. But he immediately returned to the surface, like one of the reeds, and remained there, without being injured or the least disturbed. He was quite clear in his conviction that he had been saved from death by the Queen of Heaven. And now she appeared to him, stretching out her most pure hand and asking him to place his own in it, that she might draw him from the pool. But John, seeing her so pure and heavenly, declined, for fear of sullying her. The queen repeated her request, and he made his excuses, in a serene and beautiful contest of courtesy, until a man in peasant garb came bearing a rod in his hand, stretched it to the child, and drew him safely to the bank, then went his way. Those who tell the tale favor the belief that this was none other than Saint Joseph. The apparition filled the child with joy. The fervent devotion of that day never deserted him, and whenever he passed that place in after years, he made a devout pilgrimage to the spot to renew with grateful tears his consecration of himself to the Mother of God. Pharaoh's daughter and Moses floating on the waters of the Nile are to us a feeble foreshadowing of this Queen of Heaven, whose most pure hand was outstretched to save the future leader of God's chosen people, the great family of Carmel, from out of Egypt of this world, through the penitential life of the monastery, to the holy mountain of interior peace.